And welcome to the Midday for a Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and Bob Garenbeck is here. He's the Director of Choral Activities at the UW-Whitewater, and he is going to be conducting an upcoming performance of the Wisconsin Chamber Choir of the Mozart Requiem. There will also be a scene from the Magic Flute, I suppose, to kind of add counterweight there, a different sort of feeling. There will also be Bach. There will be the Ave Verum Corpus of Mozart on the program. Welcome.
Thank you.
And before I forget, the concerts, actually there will be two of them, Saturday, April 13th. That's this Saturday already, right?
That's right.
7:30 p.m. Luther Memorial Church in Madison, and then Sunday, April 14th, 3 o'clock, Young Auditorium in Whitewater. And so the Wisconsin Chamber Choir, has that been around for a while? Or?
Yeah, the choir has been around for 13 years. It was founded by a different director, and I've been conducting them since 2008.
And do you usually take on pieces as big as the Mozart Requiem?
Yeah, on a fairly regular basis. We seem to be in a rhythm of doing these kind of works every other year. So 2 years ago, we performed Haydn's Creation, and then this year it's the Mozart Requiem.
Is this your creation that you brought with you?
Yes, yes, so to speak.
Like a modest request.
It's our creation, our recreation of Haydn's Creation.
Which is... we should say one of the last things that Haydn wrote, isn't it? It's very late.
It's fairly late, yeah.
And so in a sense, it's Haydn at the peak of his powers. He was one of those composers, let's see, 1732 to 1809, who just kept getting better and better and better.
Yeah.
He did not slow down at all as he approached the end of his career, and the creation is one of his crowning glories. And what movement are we going to hear?
We're going to hear the first movement after the opening Creation of Light. We sang it in English, so this is the English text is "Now Vanished by the Holy Beams."
And here it is. So this is the Wisconsin Chamber Choir with conductor Robert Garenbeck from their performance of 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
It's a charming piece, and the creation is, you'd say, in total, it's kind of mass length, right?
Longer, really. It's almost 2 hours of music, and we did the whole thing, no cuts.
But it's a charming, genteel thing. It's not as intense as some masses would be.
Yeah, I mean, most of it is. In that track we just played, there's the middle section, which is full of chromatic harmony and sounds very dark and foreboding, but then it ends with this beautiful hymn. So a lot of contrast, just like in the Mozart Requiem.
So creation is by and large a positive thing.
Yes.
Happy to hear that. Well, as long as you mentioned it, the Mozart Requiem, which is, after all, the thing at hand, which you'll be performing this weekend with the Wisconsin Chamber Choir. What do you do for musicians? You sort of round them up for an ad hoc performance?
Yeah, we have an ad hoc orchestra, but it tends to be a lot of the same players from each time we do it, and that'll be true this time. We've just actually given our orchestra a name. We're going to call it Sinfonia Sacra.
Oh, well, that seems appropriate for a requiem. The Mozart Requiem has this legend behind it.
Many legends.
Yeah, and if you've seen the movie Amadeus, for example.
Long time ago.
You'll hear or see about the story of this mysterious person who came to the door and commissioned the Requiem.
Right. There was a mysterious person, but it wasn't an agent of Salieri. In fact, Mozart and Salieri got along pretty well. But the mysterious person was an emissary of a guy named Count von Walsegg-Stupach, whose wife had recently died, and he wished to have a Requiem Mass performed in her honor. And he also planned to pass it off as his own Requiem Mass. So that's why it was commissioned anonymously.
And that kind of thing, though, was done fairly often, wasn't it? In other words, if you paid for a piece, you had the right to put your name on it.
I suppose. In any case, I know this particular aristocrat did it fairly often. So
I think some of the early works of Beethoven, for example, his ballet for a nightly occasion, to translate it kind of loosely, for a long time had the name of the commissioner on it rather than young Beethoven's. An interesting custom. Well, how do you go about taking on something as big and famous as the Mozart Requiem?
Well, in the case of this piece, the first decision one has to make is what edition to use, because Mozart didn't finish it. He died before he could finish writing it. And it was completed by one of his students named Süssmayr.
Sure.
But there's a lot of problems with that completion, because Süssmayr was not as good a composer as Mozart, of course. And it's pretty likely that he was working off of sketches that Mozart left behind, which are now lost. But in any case, a lot of the orchestration, which was done by Süssmayr, is pretty clumsy. So we're doing a version that dispenses with most of Süssmayr's orchestration while maintaining the vocal parts that Mozart did complete most of. It's edited by a German musicologist named Franz Bayer, and I like the edition a lot. It really makes it sound more like Mozart, I think.
We're going to have an approximation here in a performance from an ensemble that includes Concertus Musicus of Vienna, Nicholas Harnoncourt conducting, and this comes from the third section of the Requiem, which is called Sequentia. And what about this section stands out for you, Bob?
Well, this is the section of the Mass for the Dead that begins with the famous Dies Irae poem.
Day of Wrath.
The Day of Wrath, yes. That's been used by many composers through the ages, and obviously inspired Mozart as well. It's a long poem in many verses, and so we will hear the last two portions of this part of the Requiem, the sequence or sequentia, that Mozart said, Confutatis and Lacrimosa.
Two sections from Mozart's Requiem, or I guess you could say mostly Mozart's Requiem by the time we get to this point?
Mostly Mozart's Requiem, right.
Because he did not live to finish, but he did sketch out parts of it that were then finished by various other hands over the years. In that case, we just heard the Confutatis and Lacrimosa from the Requiem, and that particular performance from Concertus Musicus of Vienna with Nicholas Harnoncourt conducting. Back with a bit more of the Mozart Requiem and more about the Haydn Creation and the Wisconsin Chamber Choir after this here on WPR. Back with Robert Garenbeck, who is going to be conducting a performance by the Wisconsin Chamber Choir and also Musica Sacra, the orchestra that you're assembling for the occasion. Performances, two of them this weekend. One Saturday night, 7:30 at Luther Memorial Church in Madison. The other Sunday afternoon at 3 in Young Auditorium in Whitewater. And you actually make changes in the Mozart Requiem when you perform?
Well, as I mentioned, the edition we're doing by Franz Bayer consists of Bayer's own orchestration of all the parts that were orchestrated by Süssmayr, which is most of the piece. Mozart completed the vocal portions of the piece for choir and soloists for almost all of it, but only completed the orchestration of the first movement. So Bayer went in and redid Süssmayr's orchestration, which was kind of clumsy and has mistakes and things like that, and makes it sound more like Mozart, in theory anyway.
And as far as we know, then, since the Requiem is the last work by Mozart and not even completed that, so far as we know, what we're about to hear is the last completed piece by Mozart?
Yeah, Mozart finished the vocal parts through the movement called Hostias, which is a very sort of serene prayer for on behalf of the departed souls. And then it concludes with a fugue, Quam olim Abrahe, as you promised to Abraham, etc.
So far as we know, this is the last complete music by Mozart, Hostias, from his Requiem. So far as we know, that's the last thing Mozart wrote. Last complete thing comes to his Requiem and comes from it, and that's Hostias in a performance that we heard that was Concertus Musicus of Vienna with Nicholas Arnenkor conducting. And you mentioned that so far as we know, the very last words that Mozart wrote were in this part of the original, the manuscript score.
That's right, at the end of the Hostias section, he wrote Quam Olim, which is the name of the fugue we just heard, DC, or Da Capo. And then when the manuscript was on display a few years ago, someone came and snipped off that corner of the page and took it. And no one knows who did it. No one knows where it is. So somewhere out there is a little snippet of what could be Mozart's last written words.
Totally out of context.
Pretty ridiculous, yeah.
Yes, well, not everyone is a team player, to say the least.
Right.
On a slightly happier note, you say, Bob, that you have made some changes of your own inner ones to this performance.
Yeah, in the spirit of Bayer's own revisions to Süssmayr's score of the piece, I made a couple revisions to what Bayer did. In the Dies Irae movement, the famous movement with blaring trumpets and timpani, I incorporated the parts that were completed by another student of Mozart named Josef Eibler, because the timpani part in particular is much more exciting. And then at the end of the Benedictus movement, it's kind of a long story, but I reworked it so that it ends in D major, which is the key of the previous movement, and it makes the overall form of the piece work out better than what Süssmayr did.
It's interesting that it's classical, and yet it's not fossilized. This in that
right.
sense that Mozart didn't finish it is,
right.
is still a living thing.
It's very much a living piece, and I think speaks to all of us today.
Well, Robert Gerenbeck, thanks for stopping by and letting us know a little bit about the Mozart Requiem and performances upcoming of the Wisconsin Chamber Choir.
Thank you for having me.
In Madison and Whitewater this weekend.